I'm Uriel Bowser. I represent the District of Columbia on the Metro Board of Directors, and I'm calling to order this meeting of the Committee on Planning, Program Development, and Real Estate. I would like to acknowledge the presence of a quorum with Arthur Hampshire Cohen representing Maryland, Jim Dyke representing Virginia, Tony Giancola representing the federal government, along with myself as the representative for the District of Columbia. I would like to first move the certification that the items discussed in an executive session followed our guidelines. So I move that the Planning, Program Development, and Real Estate Committee certifies to the best of each member's knowledge and with no individual member dissenting that at the just concluded committee executive session, only such matters as are authorized for discussion in executive session under Board Bylaws, Article 10, and only those matters identified in the notice by which the executive session was convened were heard, discussed, or considered by the committee. All those, any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. I would like to also put into motion the approval of the agenda. You have the agenda before you. Are there any changes to the agenda?
Second the motion.
I'll take the thank you. There's a motion on the floor to accept the agenda as it is before you. Any discussion? 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 All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it. I'd like to also move the approval of the minutes from the last meeting. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion, corrections, additions to the minutes? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it, and the motion, the minutes as a submitted are approved. So first we have two action items on our agenda today, and very important ones. So I would like to turn to the staff to present them. The first item will be the approval of a term sheet for the New Carlton site for a transit-oriented development, and we will hear from our Stan Wall in real estate to present that item. Following his presentation and our action, we will discuss the sale of a parcel of land at Congress Heights Metro Station in the district that will also be a part of a mixed-use development benefiting this neighborhood. Mr. Wall.
Thank you. The purpose of this presentation is to discuss the New Carrollton development term sheet. We're seeking board approval of the term sheet for the joint development project at New Carrollton. In 2010, WMATA selected the developer, New Carrollton JV LLC, and they began their efforts in 2011 to begin master planning and negotiations with the agency on that site. We have advanced that to the point that we have agreed upon general business terms for the project, and we are seeking board approval for those terms. We have accelerated this process to allow the developer to pursue an RFP for the state of Maryland to locate their Department of Housing and Community Development on this parcel. That phase will occur as part of phase component one, or phase component two as part of this map. Phase component one will be a mixed-use grocery store and apartment building, and that will comprise kind of the initial core development for the New Carrollton site. Future phases will take place on the southern end of the property, as well as on the north end of the station on what's existing as surface parking today. One element that we're contemplating to accommodate this development is to relocate the existing surface parking at New Carrollton to underused space at Landover and to pave additional parking at Landover. As part of this effort, as part of the joint development project, we're going to place a focus on increased signage and education of our customers so that they know that parking is available at Landover and they'll understand the changes that are happening at New Carrollton. The north side of the station is currently under consideration by the Purple Line as an alignment of the light rail line through that segment of the station. We have been in discussions with them as well as with Amtrak to understand their requirements for their alignment. And we've done preliminary design work on how our facilities will match with their alignment of the Purple Line. This stage of the project will be on hold until the Purple Line alignment is finalized and funded. And that way we'll be able to progress with our design and development on the north side of our station in New Carrollton. From a business issue standpoint, we have agreed upon terms for phase one. For future phases, we'll do appraisals for each phase takedown, and parties, MATA as well as the developer, will share in the value creation over time for those future phases. Both phase one and future phases will consist of ground lease payments. Phase one will consist of annual ground lease payments. Phase two and afterwards will consist of capitalized ground lease payments for each phase. We'll also reserve the right to participate in future financial benefits of those phases. Our recommendation is that the board approve the term sheet and that we'll move forward with the joint development agreement negotiation and come back to the board on the 20th to present the JDA for approval.
Okay, are there any questions? Is there, are we making a motion to approve the term sheet? Is there a second?
Second.
Second. So now we have on the floor a motion to approve the term sheet so that WMATA may continue in negotiations and present to the board a joint development agreement in December for the board's approval. So I want to open the floor for any discussion. Discussion? Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Next on the agenda is the approval of sale of a parcel of land at Congress Heights that will be a part of a joint development agreement. Mr. Wall.
Thank you. Our next item is Congress Heights, and we're seeking board approval to sell this property. The site consists of about 1 acre of property located on the south side of our station, on the south side of Alabama Avenue. To both sides of the site, the property is owned by our intended purchaser, Sanford City Ventures. To the south of our site is a public school. So essentially our site is constrained by that public property as well as the purchaser's property on either side of the site. The land is approximately 41,000 square feet. On its own, the parcel has limited value. The land is largely comprised of our station entrance and surrounding paved plaza. So to be able to develop this site, there's actually not a lot of space to put additional development on this site as it stands by itself. We've had the property appraised in 2010. It was appraised at $530,000 on a standalone basis. The purchaser owns both properties, and when combined with our property, the collective sites have increased value. So based on that increased value, we've negotiated with the purchaser a minimum purchase price of $3 million for the metro property, or the appraised value as rezoned. The developer intends to go through a planning and rezoning process for the site to enhance the zoning from its current single-family zoning to a higher use. Should at the time of that completion of the zoning process it appraises for more than $3 million, that will be the purchase price for the property. From a timing standpoint, we anticipate closing within approximately 24 months of contract signing to allow the developer time to go through that rezoning process as well as to allow time for that future appraisal, for the board to approve that appraised value, and for FTA to approve the sale of the property. In any case, in terms of redevelopment scenarios, metro operations will be protected and maintained through a permanent and irrevocable trust or irrevocable covenant on the property. We recommend that the board approve negotiation entering the purchase and sale agreement for the land above the Congress House South Entrance Station.
Okay, so I will accept I will entertain a motion to approve negotiation and entering into a purchase and sale agreement for land above Congress Heights Metro Station South Entrance. Mr. Dyke has moved, and Ms. Artis Hampshire Cowan has seconded the motion. Is there discussion? Discussion. Let me just put the question out. So the final sale will come back to the board for approval.
Of the price, correct.
Of the price. Yeah. And you expect that to take up to 24 months.
Correct.
If it takes more than 24 months, what happens?
The agreement will be terminated unless the developer asks us to extend the agreement.
Okay. Well, I would say that there are a lot of people excited about the opportunity for this development in Ward 8 and in our city, and we're going to be following it because we think it has the potential to attract other development and to enhance what might happen with the Department of Homeland Security. So we're happy to move this forward. So I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. So please let the record reflect that all the members of the committee voted to send both of these items to the board for final consideration. Is there any further business before the committee today? Well, I will move to adjourn, and we are adjourned at 12:40.